an effect on our lives. It may mean that certain blessings that we were worthy of or that Allah had in store for us, we will not get them. Certain rizq or sustenance, we will not get it. That also is actually a sign of Allah's mercy, that He doesn't want us, having had bad intentions or thought bad thoughts, to get something good or to have something good happen to us, which will turn us even further away. So it does have an effect on our lives. In another very vivid hadith, a person came to, I believe, our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, and asked the Imam that, do the angels know when a person makes the intention to do something good or the intention to do something evil? Is that something which the angels know, or do they only find out about something when we actually do it? And the Imam says that if you go to a place where refuse is kept, where people throw their garbage, and in places that don't have modern sanitation, that smell, it spreads throughout the entire vicinity and throughout the entire neighborhood. Can you compare that fragrance to a rose garden or to a flower garden? And the person said, no, O son of the Messenger of Allah. The Imam says that Allah does not order them to record your actions, but the fragrance is still present, or the odor is still present. So when a person makes the intention of a good deed, then something resembling the most fragrant perfume is emitted from their body. And the angels and the spiritual realm within this world, it is affected by that fragrance. There is a positive effect. And when a person makes an intention to do an evil deed, then a very unpleasant odor is emitted from that person's soul and from that person's body. And the angels, they perceive it. When the fragrant odor is emitted, then this hadith says that the angel who records good deeds gets ready, sharpens their utensil to record good deeds, and begins to prepare to record it. When a person makes the intention for an evil deed, then the angel that records the evil deeds, they ready themselves, those angels, to record the evil deed. Of course, if a person solidifies that intention for a good deed, the angel will record it as a good deed. And if a person solidifies the intention for an evil deed, it still will not be recorded. But that smell will have been emitted, it will have an effect on a person's spiritual existence, and it may even have an effect on the blessings, the sustenance, other events that will take place in our lives. So we shouldn't think that these ahadith invite us to complacency, that if you think bad thoughts, nothing's going to happen unless you actually do it. Even if you do something wrong, you have 9 hours in order to repent. And if you repent within that time, it won't be recorded. Yes, the action won't be recorded, but the effect will be there. And that is something which will show itself in our lives. And then we have other ahadith where the imams were sometimes asked about what the effects of those intentions are. And the imams would reply that there is a cumulative effect to intentions. So in one hadith, our sixth imam, Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that there is no one who makes the intention to do a bad deed without someday it showing itself in that person's actions as well. Not that Allah is going to record it, not that Allah is going to compel it, but it is part of the laws of nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed. Just as we have physical laws, there are certain spiritual laws. And if you lean over a building far enough, then Allah is never going to push you, but you will fall. And if you make an intention to do something evil, then we shouldn't be complacent. Just like there is the law of gravity that kicks in when the cause is there, there is this law that Allah has placed within the universe. If a person makes a bad intention somewhere in their life, it will become visible and it will actually take place. And of course, if a person makes a good intention, then somewhere within their life, that also will show itself. It will become visible and it will come out in the open. So another of the effects of our intentions that our imams mention is that they will one day come out in the open. They will not just remain within your heart. They will not just remain something that will not affect your actions or be known or be seen by other people. All of those intentions, eventually, they will come out, they will become visible. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not hasten to judge or to record our evil deeds. But we have to be careful. We have to remember that the cumulative effect of those intentions and those thoughts, it will always be there weighing down on our soul. Of course, if we make a repentance, if we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that cumulative effect, if it has not yet come out in the open, if it has not yet affected our actions, that weight can also be removed from our back. And of course, the deed will not be recorded. So unless Allah has allowed that to come out in the open, then there is always a chance for us to turn to Allah, to repent from our thoughts, from our evil intentions, and the whisperings of shaitan, and there will be no effect on us. But if we are complacent, then these ill effects, they do come, and they may affect us as well. Salawat. And I'd like to finally just mention one other hadith. It's a very beautiful and another very vivid hadith regarding intentions and regarding riya, or showing off. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He looks at our actions and He knows our intentions. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says that don't think that your relationship with Allah is based on what you show to people or what exists in this world. He says, إِنَّمَا النَّجَاتُ فِي أَنْ لَا تُخَادِعُ اللَّهَ فَيَخْدَأَكُمْ. Salvation, success, it lies in never trying to fool Allah, because then Allah will do the same to you. So people said, what does it mean to fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That how is it possible for a person to even make that attempt? فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يُخَادِعِ اللَّهَ يَخْدَأْهُ وَيَخْلَأْ مِنْهُ الْإِيمَانِ. The Prophet said that if a person tries to fool Allah, then Allah will requite the person in the same way, will remove faith and iman from them. وَنَفْسَهُ يَخْدَأْ لَوْ شَعَرْ. And in reality, the person was only fooling themselves. So the way that we fool Allah is by ignoring the impurities within our intentions. This is explained by the Prophet as meaning that if we go out in front of people and we do that which is pleasing to Allah, but then when we come to our own homes, when we're in solitude, then we think or do things that are displeasing to Allah. We might think that this is now in the privacy of our own homes, where there's no one to visit us. But the hadith says, مَنْ بَارَزَ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ. That you're coming out in the open in front of Allah. Because we're always out in the open in front of Allah. So if a person does this, then they may not ever say that I'm playing a trick on Allah. But it is as if we think that we can play a trick on Allah, by looking only at the superficial element of our outward actions and ignoring the inner dimension. So the Prophet says that, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِي الرِّيَاءِ فَإِنَّهُ الشِّرْكُ بِاللَّهِ. Be careful of riya, because it is a form of shirk. This is the shirk that the Prophet warned the Muslims and the believers about. There is a hadith where the Prophet says that I don't fear that people who know of Tawheed and know that there is only one.